The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Who else do we have NPC-wise that we can talk to?
Pool. Robeson.
Go right ahead.
Hilton Adams.
Yeah, have fun talking to Hilton again. That's probably not going to go well.
I'm sure he has a lot more information now than he did when we talked to him originally.
Might.
Prison chains, man. Changes him.
We had a half hour.
Assuming that you have no further questions for her, Erica will dismiss herself. It is getting on in the evening.
On with your grilling.
Now I'm hungry, damn it.
Any other questions for Erica Carlo?
We've asked about Masters. We've asked about... Well, we can ask about Pinhu. Whether or not he was
in
London,
we?
Did you not just do it?
She said she didn't know anything about Pinhu. Yeah. Was Pinhu here and traveled to London?
I assume so, yes.
Where did they all stay? Did they stay here at their estate before they left?
Gods, no.
Ah, so they stayed elsewhere.
Yes.
And these books, he found them before he left, yes? That's what piqued his interest? Among other things.
I don't know which came first, the woman or the books.
Right, we did have this discussion.
Giggity.
Keep reading, Haas.
My guess is neither.
Any other questions that you have?
I'm sure, I just haven't gotten there yet.
Not for her, no, I don't think so.
Owen, do you have anybody else you want to talk to? Who else do we have to talk to at this point? Carlton's in a coma. Willa gave us what she knew. We talked to Kensington.
Ditch.
Carlisle.
Not that I can think of.
All right, I'm going to go back through my notes.
What's the requisite time to be able to read and be able to take points?
I just think you need to have spent some of that day, a decent portion of that day reading. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So I was thinking of essentially starting reading and reading partly probably into the night.
Yeah, I mean, if you read some tonight and some tomorrow, we'll accept it.
I got nothing. I mean, I could go back through all these notes, but... Lemming doesn't care about us anymore.
Kind of forgot Lemming existed.
Yep, Schoenberg is most likely dead, merged at the bottom of a well.
Probably.
Juju House is empty.
Maybe.
Slash... full of dead bodies in his own crime scene with zombies. We already talked to Kensington. We already talked to Willa.
Carlton's in a coma.
Yep. We already talked to Atwright at Harvard.
See if there are any messages for you with Mabel. From,
yeah. Well, Mabel came with us.
Mabel's with us.
Oh, she was.
She's at the house.
Mabel's what? Mabel is not at the...
No, there are no messages.
Ah. I looked over and there was a thumbs down.
There's only like two people that have that number, so.
Right.
For some reason, I thought she was still at the hotel.
No.
No, we said that last time.
Nope, everybody jumped in the
car. We never did figure out the unspeakable odor that happened when Miriam Atwright was in the library.
Because it was unspeakable.
Yes, I understand that. We beat that with the stick before. I was going to say we beat it with a dead horse, and that just isn't how that saying goes.
Good hey, Jasmine, can you give me a roll with a penalty die? And let me know what it is.
The exact same number. 66.
Okay.
Whatever it was, it probably failed.
Yeah, I mean, if it was not medicine, he probably failed.
It wasn't medicine or first aid.
What else?
Or app.
It seems like the 29th is over then.
No.
No? You were going to read. Got that. Are you doing something other than read?
Yes.
Okay. Troy looks like... Troy's giving me that look I don't get very often, which means I'm going to do something, and it's usually fun. So what do you want to do?
Once everybody else goes to bed, and I'm under the guise of... Which I would be reading.
Under the guise of darkness?
Yeah. No, I'm going to put on the compliment of all the things and say the thing is the phrase again.
Okay.
So the mask and the gloves and holding the...
I was wondering if we were going to get through another day without you doing that.
Again, you feel this rush come over you.
Did me saying it with putting the gloves on make you think to...
No, I was thinking about it last time. I wanted to do it last night, but we kind of just skipped over real quick.
You know what really sucks is if, like, you become possessed and just, like, murder us in our sleep. I'm going to be real shit.
Schroeder, make me a listen roll.
Damn it. No.
You don't hear him coming. You just, your throat just slits.
You don't hear your...
You don't hear Lucas lose an arm. It's the opposite arm from the one the leg was lost.
Damn it!
Cruel.
I mean, it was...
Damn you, Eustace!
It's underneath the other ones.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's the black book.
Troy?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Roll Thor.
Are you still worthy?
You lifted it up.
Wow.
This should be great.
you transport to another world.
Start with rolling me 1d4.
Oh, that can't be good.
Foe.
Most excellent. So you put this mask on, right?
I'm not a fan of this plan.
And so you probably would have had to put the mask on first. Right? Because it would have been hard to put the mask on with the bear paws. Sure. Or with the lion's paws.
I don't know. You said they're...
opposable.
Yeah.
They're opposable, but I'm just assuming that you put the mask on first. Either way, as soon as you put the mask on, you feel the collar wrap around your neck and seal. Like it just zip ties shut.
Okay.
And you attempt to scream.
I feel like you really wanted me to make that listen roll.
And you feel like you cannot.
Shouldn't have said the magic words.
Well, I would have put everything on first before I said the words, so I don't try to understand.
Yeah, and then when you said the words, it sealed.
But you said the word previously, so maybe it just...
Let's let Grady...
I'm just trying to understand, because he said put the mask on, and then this happens, so...
Will you do me a favor? And please...
Hand me your character sheet.
Please... Make me a sand roll. Allow me to put the emphasis on make.
What's your sand right now?
It shouldn't be bad, right?
59.
Yeah.
2.
Wow.
I guess that could have been worse. And yes, if anyone is wondering, I did this on purpose. Somebody since last episode has been screaming at me.
For not doing it to Jasmine?
I need this. Can you roll me another D100?
93?
Ooh! Oh,
that sounds like a good number.
Can you push it? Can I get listen rolls from the people who haven't failed yet?
That is an extreme pass.
Wake up and just start screaming because you're not getting anywhere.
The one person who can't fucking
move. You're just going to start screaming and wake everybody up.
Lucas, you hear the sound of... At first, it sounds like something falls. You know, somebody drops something. Ka-thump.
Mm-hmm.
But then you kind of hear a lot of it as if somebody almost just upended a table.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear a couple of loud bangs from downstairs, all down in the library area.
What's going on? Something's downstairs.
You begin crying out.
Yeah.
Everybody wakes up.
The hell is happening down there?
You hear Cecil screaming.
What's the big guy's name again? Sorry, I keep forgetting his name.
Corey.
Corey. Mr. Corey.
Joe Corey.
Corey, you get some, hit someone.
Yeah, that's bad.
Get
Cecil,
a gun.
Cecil, what's the problem?
That cat, move, go downstairs.
Can we hear the racket downstairs?
You don't hear anything. You just hear him saying what he's saying.
Okay, well then I would probably just assess the threat.
Lock and load, Eustace.
So, draw the handgun, walk down the library.
You see a lion with three faces.
Four.
I will also...
Is it four? It was four.
One facing every cardinal direction.
Right.
I will follow Mr. Weatherton down the stairs.
I'm good at shooting. You're a lot stronger than me. You should go first.
Mm.
I'll shoot over your shoulder.
Send the big one.
Send the big one.
All right. That's an interesting one.
Yep. So
93, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good.
No. Let me go back. All right. You all proceed down the stairs, whether cautiously or, you know, flying in the face of danger. Mr. Young. These bookmarks are great, but I always end up putting them in the wrong places.
Well, at least the session's not going to be boring.
There it is.
Appreciate the assist.
There's a pretty good chance it might be done a little sooner than anticipated.
At least for me.
The only smart one we had left is gone.
You put the mask on, you feel it tighten around your neck, and you get this moment of just, I can't breathe. And you start to claw at it, and you go to pull at it. And as you pull at it, you realize you can't get it off, and you're starting to, like, everything's getting real hazy, and you're starting to just, everything's going just foggy. And you feel yourself sort of floating a little bit, and you're not quite sure where you are. Space, maybe?
So you do transport to another world.
You're in the structure that's inside the moon.
Bring a bomb.
I've been there before.
Bring a bomb.
Have you heard and or read about that? There's supposedly an extremely large mass inside the, under the surface of the moon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Iron? Was it Iron Sky? What's it called?
What was the one where
Nazis on the moon movie?
The moon cracked open and became an egg, and it was a dragon. I don't remember which one that one was.
No, it's like 200 million ton structure under the moon, supposedly, within the crater. Whether or not it's what made the crater or not, they don't really know. But something's been found in the last week.
You find yourself floating through space. Like, legitimate stars everywhere, nebula, space. But as you're floating, like...
You've been to this palace before.
You've been here before.
Like, you don't... It's almost as if, as you're watching, like, space... folds, and it gets smaller and twisted and more compact as you're, like, flying towards this space that is between space or non-space or inner space. But it's not dark matter. It's...
I said it was space wood.
It's glowing orbs, and it's...
Yeah, have a chat with the only
You
one.
See glowing orbs. Like, everything folds in and you see darkness for a minute. And then you see these glowing orbs. And you realize it's almost like a... It looks at first like almost like a Christmas tree. Except it starts undulating. And these orbs of color on the ends of it begin to move and twist. And it terrifies the hell out of you. And then you get the sense as you're... Like I said, this is just 2001 A Space Odyssey. You're just like floating in space... Not even space, in this absence of space, this dark matter place towards this thing. And you get the sense that this roly-poly, massive, tendrily thing with glowing bits on it just sort of looks at you. And it recognizes you. And it feels you. You and it are one. You lose 7 points of sand.
Oh.
Wow. That was for passing.
And 28 points of mythos.
Well, I'm getting there.
Which means you actually knock sand off anyway, don't you?
Maxan.
Maxan, yeah. Calm down, too.
And you get the sense, like, it's not... It's almost like something out of Star Trek. It's not... It's not... It's not feeling. It's not... It's almost as if where once in your own inner mind, there are now two minds. And it doesn't really speak to you so much as it knows you. And it sees you.
Someone's a beacon for Azathoth.
I would like to think that I describe that well enough for anyone to recognize what it was.
Yep. If you know the mythos, I suppose.
And then it's this sort of communion, this disappearing almost of what Owen Young is and what this other thing is seems to occur. And then suddenly you begin gasping for air. The three of you see Owen Young on the floor, struggling for breath.
I didn't go anywhere. I'm in bed.
The two of you see Mr. Young. The mask is laying off to the side. Everything on the table has been knocked down. Mr. Corey comes running in. You see Mr. Young is there just absolutely trembling. You're in a completely panic state. You probably won't be consolable and able to say anything to anyone for at least an hour. You're also going to wake up with a lovely fear of surgical operations.
Ooh.
It's called tomophobia.
Okay.
So that's automatic, even though
it feels like it, or it sounds like it should be a fear of books.
So,
and I will give you that plus that, Troy. Oh, go ahead. I'll let you two react to what you see. Like, he's breathing, but you sort of just walk around. You see him go, and he starts choking a little bit on phlegm. It's clear he was foaming at the mouth a little bit.
Yeah, no. Clearing the airways, turning him on his side, pulling the mask off.
Visible.
Probably, yeah. It almost looks like something clamped down on his throat. You would assume he was choking to death.
Sure.
But what doesn't make... I mean, I guess it makes a little sense. Actually, roll first aid.
Doesn't matter. See. Same roll.
Roll first aid. Because I'm going to hit you with
it. Hey!
Roll... Did you make it?
Yep.
Roll sand.
Made it. 27 out of 30.
Pass.
27 out of 30?
Yep.
I'll give you one. As you're checking him, right? Clearing the airway. Has he got a pulse? What's going on? You look up, his eyes have no iris.
Oh.
Like, not just dilated, like his eyes have no iris.
I'm going to
not black like
no, not no, all no, no. black. Like literally like his eyes got so big.
You saw into the void. Now you have no iris. Is there whites of the eyes? There's just no color?
There is whites. There's just no color. His eyes are dilated as if he was in darkness, and his eyes just kept trying.
Oh, darkness, my old friend.
Good song. Good song. All right.
As you are looking at him, you kind of just and you pull back, and you notice that his eyes are starting to come back.
I'm going to... A light. A lantern. Turn up the lights. I have to be able to see what I'm doing.
I will... assist.
You actually see Corey pops in, sees him laying on the ground, immediately goes to the windows, begins looking to see if anyone got in, what happened.
I believe he was choking on his own spit.
What was going on down there?
I don't know. There's lines around his throat. I don't imagine he was choking on just spit.
You do notice the mask laying off to the side.
Are you still clutching the scepter or the gloves?
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask, because you made it seem like as soon as I put the mask on, this happened.
Correct.
Before I spoke the words.
Correct.
So, does he have the scepter and...
No.
The first thing you did was put on the mask. Okay.
Yes. He was forced into that situation, yes.
I just wanted to make sure there was nothing else I needed to take off of his body in order to get it away. This is what I expected to happen to me.
Yes.
Why didn't it, Keeper?
Because I was feeling generous.
Because he made choices.
Keeper makes choices? That's wrong.
I'm trying to send a little warning. Did it work?
No, obviously.
No. That was the warning.
Don't put on the f***ing mask?
No, no, no. Troy's. I think Troy's probably the only one who might be able to survive what he's doing.
Yeah.
Clearly. The reason why I said, please make a sand roll.
My sand's not that much lower than his.
Put it on.
I didn't say.
The other thing that I get to add, as you start to come to, assuming you're not doing anything else other than just ministrating him first aid, putting the mask on?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Troy, you gain 15 Cthulhu Mythos.
Holy shit. So that means I'm going to lose more sand.
No, that was for losing sand.
It started 99 and cut them off.
Oh, 99?
Yeah.
Oh, I started from my start.
It removes your max sand.
Goes off 15.
So your sand can officially be no higher than 85, period. 84.
84.
Correct.
Wow.
As you come to, Mr. Young, for the first time, you will never easily go under for any further surgery, that's for sure. Because you felt invasively intruded upon.
Don't you have a thing for fur coats?
No, that was temporary.
Was it temporary? I thought it was permanent.
I don't have a permanent.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You will, you get the sense that is a communing device.
Okay.
You talked to whatever that was, and it talked to you. You feel closer to that than some lovers.
That's kind of the impression I was getting from the way you were describing it.
I mean, do I recall?
Oh, yeah, you remember everything.
But I mean, do I get a sense of what was communicated?
Just
presence?
It's one of the things that I love, and I'm hopefully conveying this. It's one of the things that I love. You get the sense that, it's like in the horror movie where, like, the person knocks on the glass and, like, the alien knocks back. It was just a touching, just an understanding that you are not alone. Your entire view of religion, of yourself, of society, everything has just changed because you've been touched by
a rival.
A god, maybe.
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
That was the movie, right? Arrival?
Yes, it was a movie. So was Annihilation.
I don't know. I've never seen that.
I haven't, but I really want to.
So
I recommend it. If you have Amazon, it's on there.
Yeah, oh, I know. I just saw it the other day, and I was like, I need to watch that.
Yeah, highly recommend that.
So anything else that you're doing, either while he's recovering or... you see,
I'm gonna
going
use
on
a,
down that.
You see Eric Carlisle walk over and pick up the mask.
I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
It's just a mask, dear.
That's what.
Is there a fireplace we would like in this room? Think.
Yeah, I was gonna get a fire poker.
Like,
burn that
point to the. Cause I'm assuming I can't say anything, but I'm just like pointing to the fireplace.
I'm gonna go get a fire poker and like try to like insert it inside and like pull it out of her hands using it on the end of the fire poker.
I'm not having you destroy priceless artifacts.
I do think that this should be kept in the same safe that the books were in, however, and no one ever uses it.
I think we should wait until the guy who potentially put the mask on is fucking out of his mind right now can tell us what he experienced, and then we make a decision from there.
For God's sake, someone carry me down there.
F*** off, Cecil.
F*** you.
You have a crutch. You can hobble. If you rang the bell that Jacques gave you, he would come help you.
Yeah, hip hip, Tiny Tim.
You can join the conversation if you want, Lucas.
I think it's just funny that he's shouting from, like, upstairs.
You could crawl to the stairway and then just butt scoot like a toddler.
After, like, a walk, after, like, 5 minutes, you hear this.
What was the D4 for?
Screeching sound.
Idea roll.
D4? It was one of four gods.
Odd five.
What's your pal?
There were four faces on that mask. You got one of four.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Take a closer look at that mask and see if they're different.
I wish you
they are. They we are. Know that.
Yeah, they are.
One a little squiggly, big eye.
Or just the face of like someone in terror.
I only keep looking because I want him to be here faster, not because he's going to be here.
Cthulhu Mythos.
Mm. Ooh, pass.
I was going to say, how much luck you got?
Can I take that?
Yes, you can.
No.
You can't.
You can't? It doesn't have a box.
No.
Nope.
Oh, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
You can only gain it by doing stupid shit like that.
Oh, same with credit rating, which we've also done stupid shit with.
You look at it and you go, So you look at this mass and you're like, I don't know anything about this. And four names pop into your head suddenly.
Do you tell us when you regain the ability to speak, or do you write them down?
Please. At this point, he's sort of gotten it. Would you like the four names?
Yes, yeah. Please.
The mass depicts the four quote-unquote gods. Nodens, Azathoth, Shub-Niggurath.
Oh, God.
And Yog-Sothoth.
I don't recognize the first one.
Ironic.
Do I get a sense of which one I may have met?
Yog-Sothoth just speaks to you. And you feel like with this, you could speak back.
You ready for another ride?
Probably not quite yet.
Although, gaining the mythos might intrigue Owen a bit.
Yeah, like a whole bunch of shit suddenly starts making sense to you, and it's fucking terrifying. You kind of, yeah, guys, I get it. I understand it all. It'll make sense now. Give me a board and a cigarette.
Stars have aligned.
So that was fun.
That was a thing that was interesting.
So there's the little caveat of be careful what you play with.
What do the lion's paws do that we don't know?
Those could just really just be dress. Who knows?
But they articulate it. He keeps saying it. And they're warm.
Right, but three of you have put them on and nothing has happened.
Why don't you put them on?
I think I'm good for the night.
No. You're all adventurous until you take a ride into space. I'm assuming you tell us what happened. Or what you believe to have happened.
Not yet.
You're no fun.
Does everyone go to bed? Then?
Oh, do I?
I don't know, do you?
Roll con.
I would attempt to go to bed.
I would probably wait to go to bed until I see Owen leave the library.
Perhaps I'm going to make sure Owen goes upstairs. Yeah,
perhaps we should lock those things up. There is a safe.
I did just tell Erica we should lock them up.
Then you said you
I was upstairs.
So you are going to tell her to lock the mask up.
I'm going to suggest that we lock the mask up in the safe. Same place the books were.
Owen, are we taking it with us just in case?
I think we should bring them with us.
For tonight, I'd feel much more comfortable if they were in the safe. Just because it's a headpiece doesn't mean it doesn't grow legs.
Make a wise point, dear. Mr. Corey, please put that in the safe.
These as well, and I point at the other things. It's going to be safer in the safe than it is sitting out in the library.
And now all she has to say is no, and we can't get access to them.
Hey, it's almost like we could find out a safe cracker.
That's a good idea.
I might know one.
See?
It's the 30th now. make a con roll, Troy. You've had an experience. Let's see if you sleep well.
Yes.
Apparently you sleep all right. Dreams of colored lights don't bother you as much as they thought they would. It all makes sense.
Alrighty.
Maybe there are other ways to commune with this thing. You feel like you could speak to it if you knew the right way to say words.
I knew the right way to say words.
Yeah.
You don't words good.
I think it works pretty well. My English is f***ing 90.
Okay. The 30th comes up. Have you all thought of anything else that you want to do?
I will start making thematically appropriate preparations for travel outside the country.
Okay. You're going to make for travel outside the country. Jasmine, is there anything that you would like to do or anything you thought of doing?
Like to pack Mabel's in my trunks and send a letter to my husband that I left in South Carolina, letting him know where I'm going and where I can be reached.
I'm afraid Mabel and I are both going to be staying here while you travel, seeing as I can't go anywhere.
Ah, I see. Mabel, are you all right with this?
I mean, she's more your NPC than mine.
All right, then. Guess we'll... Right. Wonderful.
Quite all right. She'll protect me.
I'm sure she will.
I mean, we can play this however you want, Jasmine.
Did you finish your book, or are we taking it with us?
I don't know. I haven't been told whether or not I finished the book, so...
It's just you never really informed Sybil of this?
Oh, yeah. Do I need to roll for my...
Yes, well, you were gone.
Is that a library use?
Yes, we've been doing library use rolls.
Do I also need to make library use rolls?
Was I supposed to roll for the previous?
He was specifically saying that he was reading that evening and in the morning.
Passed by half.
Oh, nice. So, hard pass. Which one were you reading again?
I was reading the Narcotic Manuscript.
The Narcotic Manuscript. You said it was by half, right?
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'll give you that. We'll say another 5 weeks.
Ooh.
It makes a lot of sense to you now. All these stories of, like, ancient gods, like constructing things and... Oh, it makes so much sense. Lucas, if you'd like to make me a library use roll for the day, you can.
That is an extreme pass.
Woo!
Top nine.
Sure. I'll say you finish Africa's Dark Sex.
Cool.
Let's do this bit first.
Do I get a sense on how much I got through that book?
What is your total number so far?
10.
Not as far as you would like.
Wow.
Big book. Bit squishy.
Lucas, roll me a d10.
10.
Sweet. You lose 10 sand.
Sweet.
Whoa. How many characters are we supposed to go through in this campaign?
I think a lot.
I mean, it really depends on your choices you make. You really have done a good job at dodging some of the bigger things.
Idea roll?
No.
No.
It's for reading the book. The idea is that you lose that 10 sand over the 6 weeks it took to read that book. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't give you a thing, though.
No, you've lost a little bit of sand every day for the three or four days you've been reading it.
Okay, cool.
Did you catch that?
I think I need to be careful with how much I'm giving you guys, because you're probably still reading them too fast. I'll figure out something.
Yeah, but he's been doing nothing but reading that book
for the past three or four days. Right, but I just gave it to you 3 or 4 days when it says it takes 6 weeks. So I don't know if my ratio is off yet.
That's fair.
Roll, give me a hard int roll.
Hard int roll for me, that's going to be an 8, so probably not going to make that. No, hard.
Hard, that would be
sorry,
my half.
Hard would be a 20.
That's probably
no.
Okay. You gain 4 points of Cthulhu Mythos as well.
Okay.
And essentially, reading Africa's Dark Sex, you begin to, It's the book, as we've discussed before, is an odd mix of travelogue and expose of the ritual practices of a variety of African cults. So basically, this is like traveling across Africa and picking up on all kinds of bizarre cultish things.
Okay.
You also get the sense that there's some sort of deeper meaning there. Something that you could learn that you haven't. That's what the int roll was for.
Gotcha.
Additional study may be able to provide that to you, but at the moment, it eludes you. You can see the sense of it.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Do you happen to know if there's any connection or...
don't have any near me.
What's the word I want to use? I don't know. There's a Celtic god named Nodens. I don't know if there's any, like, overlap with...
Yes. I mean, like, theoretically, you are... Your connection is that maybe that's connected. Like, you have figured out exactly what your character has. Is that the same Nodens that is depicted? Maybe. You're not quite sure. The iconography is not far off, but again, it's a mask in Africa. It can't possibly be a Celtic god. Like, but then again, you also talk to Yog-Sothoth in fucking space. So, I mean... When I say God's sake, it's always S with the apostrophe after it.
God's?
This passage sticks out to you.
Both sides?
Nope, they just printed it on both sides.
Well, I didn't know.
I got a cool little handout.
That was a strong one.
I mean, the article was one-sided, so...
No, I was...
Right, I'm giving you the f***ing clue. You decide what's important.
I was saying that about his snort. It was more of almost like a snore.
Look at that.
It's like he was like fighting it so hard.
Dairy man was killed in this book.
I thought maybe you might start with the fucking title of the piece of paper.
Would you like me to read this out loud now, or do you want me to read it first?
When did you learn to read?
I mean, we can read it out loud. If it sounds really terrible, I can always summarize it and we can always redo it later.
Sure. All right.
So if you want to read it, you can read it. Somebody else wants to read it, somebody else can read it.
And Cecil, please.
Do you want me to read it like Cecil?
No.
Okay. Kind of do.
Nigel Blackwell, I'm assuming. That was the author, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Chapter 8, The Bloody Tongue. Our expedition... Nope, this is already fucked up.
Our expedition.
Our expedition traveled east across the Rift Valley and into the mountainous highlands of central Kenya. There, Kameyu said he would endeavor to take us to a region where a small cult worshipped a god known as the Bloody Tongue. The members of this cult were reviled by all the local tribes in the area. Legend held that the cult of the Bloody Tongue was able to conjure something villagers called the Black Wind. It was a literal wind, but infused with evil spirits, such that it brought plague, famine, and death upon any in its path. The conjuration of the Black Wind was a rite celebrated by the members of the cult to honor the god of the Bloody Tongue. I asked Kameyu about the god's name, assuming that it was named for some kind of bloodletting or sacrifice carried out by the celebrants, akin to the self-mutilation we saw carried out in the mad rites of the Pain Dream sect in Congo. Pain Dream, by the way, is capitalized. But Kameyu was hesitant to speak more about how this cult came to be known. Rather, he said this was something we should see for ourselves. Stealth was paramount in attempting to witness a rite of the Bloody Tongue, and in the end, we determined that Kameyu and I should go alone, and we'd be less likely to draw the attention of the cultists, whose thirst for blood sacrifice is legendary in the region. We traveled 2 days in the highlands, the mountains growing larger and the trails becoming steeper as we worked our way up from the savannah into the verdure of the...
geographical, I think. It's like, it's like saying into the canyon or into the...
I've never heard that word before. Something. Into the verdure of the Kenya's great mountainous peaks. The final miles were difficult travel as we needed to stay off the game paths to avoid making ourselves known to the cult members. We traversed the side of a low peak and eventually climbed into a large tree which provided a decent but shielded view of the clearing below. We covered ourselves with large branches and leaves and waited for nightfall. Kameyu reiterated the need for silence if we were successful to bear witness to the cult's rites. As darkness fell, perhaps 100 celebrants came to the clearing, many busying themselves in building a large bonfire, and many more shepherding a group of clearly terrified captives. The captives were forced to stand with their arms and feet as far apart as possible, and in this posture, they were bound to each other, wrist to wrist and ankle to ankle. From where I sat, they looked a bit like a fence. There were perhaps 20 of them bound in this fashion. A priestess of sorts entered the scene. I was surprised to see that she appeared to be young and had strikingly attractive features. Still, it was clear the other members of the cult feared her and gave her great deference. To one side of the bonfire sat a group of 4 drummers, 3 with large djembe drums and 1 with a smaller, higher-pitched drum. When the victims were fully prepared, the priestess gave a nod to the drummers, who began beating in a frenzied pitch, sounding out a rhythm the likes of which I had never heard before.
They would later be known as Slipknot.
Boom. They put on clown masks and shit. It was crazy.
Mini percussionists.
As the priestess whirled around the firelit circle, chanting dim words from the ancient spell, the cult executioners busied themselves with their screaming sacrifices. As the blood flowed, a chill wind sprang up, and I felt a flash of fear. The wind had become visible, a black vapor against the gibbous, leering moon, and slowly my terror grew as I comprehended the monstrous thing taking form. The corrosive stench of it hinted at vileness beyond evil. When I saw the great appendage, which alone constituted the face of the thing, my courage died, and I fled unseen into the night. It was indeed fortunate that the following morning I was found by the ever-capable Kameyu, for had the cult members found me, I have no doubt I'd have been among the next victims, being white or no. As we returned to the lowland to meet the others, Kameyu told me that the priest and priestess of the Bloody Tongue practiced a form of magic which allows them to bring the dead back to life. The practice seemed to be in keeping with Voodoon.
Voodoon.
Voodoon, excuse me. D-O-U-D-O-N?
Yes. That is where it stops. That's not the end of the sentence, but that's where it stops. And there is also a stamp on here.
Or just because your guys' eyes suck.
Well, that I know.
The stamp just says property of the trustees of Harvard University. Library stamp, I assume.
Yes, it was a library book.
Yeah.
That was taken.
Sweet prop set.
Yeah.
Does the book stink?
Does the like book a book.
Stink? I don't like that face.
I just forgot how f***ing expensive it was.
That's why we kept the contact watcher name.
Okay, so that's what you know, Lucas. We already did your library use for rolling or for doing the Narcotic manuscripts. You wanted to look into travel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All you gave me was ancient gods constructing stuff. Is that it? That's all I get?
That's all you need to know.
Sometimes we're really like, I think I more enjoy than hate. But sometimes I love the fact that none of you in all these years have bothered to read any Cthulhu stuff at all.
I've done that on purpose.
I own it, and what I don't want to read it.
Like, it's just that there are certain things that pop up, and you should be like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
we don't.
You don't, and it's really refreshing, but also at times frustrating.
No, I have purposefully stayed away from reading certain books because I want to be surprised as I play the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've read stuff in the past.
I feel like I would be metagaming as a character. Like, it's just right. It's easier this way.
I get it, but what like...
I do this for you, Cody.
Well, thanks. He read today's paper. You're trying to read the Encyclopedia A through G.
Okay.
He read The Hobbit. You're reading The Silmarillion.
Was it?
You will find
75 gold pieces.
A steerage ticket on a passenger liner is, it says, for me, if I want to know, you multiply the days traveled by $9.
Damn.
If you want a first class ticket, multiply the days traveled by $30.
The Titanic was f***ing expensive, y'all.
Worth it?
No.
So I guess you need to figure out damn it.
Also no.
I guess you need to figure out who's paying for it. Because for first class travel, it's gonna be over like $150.
Do we get to shoot clay pigeons off the back of the boat from first class?
Almost assuredly, yes.
That's all I care about.
You just trying to train your guns while you're on the ship?
I mean, how much will she fork out for us?
Would you guys like to make some sort of convincing role-playing type thing here?
Sure.
Like, you've not given her a solid plan. She is going to expect a solid plan.
We need to live the life of Roger Carlyle on this trip. We need to reenact all of it. I guarantee he was in first class.
Our plan is to find as much information as we can before we go back to Africa.
Of course.
So, the plan is to hit London, Cairo, Hong probably... China, wherever it is, Shanghai, China, Hong Kong, whatever.
Australia.
And maybe even Australia before we go to Kenya. Because if Kenya is the, you know, ending of this, then...
We need to get our run up.
Yeah, I would rather be as...
Anybody, if any of the bad guys try and run from us, we can catch them.
She takes you into the dining room where Mr. Gray has set out some piles of paper.
Is this for us to sign, then?
We're getting to that point, correct, Mr. Gray? And he nods.
Do you mind if I look over them while we talk? I'm going to look over how many pieces of paper I have to sign my life away to.
Mr. Gray, who summarizes it for you, says, this is a disclosure that anything you find within your search that could be deemed of aesthetic and or monetary value is expected to be delivered back to the Carlyle estate. Any records you are found, you are forbidden to speak with the press or to speak with any foreign bodies. You are to report promptly every 3 days. You need to be communicating with them what you are doing, where you are at, and what progress you are making. She expects evidence to come back overseas for her to inspect. So she wants all this stuff. Because what she doesn't want you to do, which becomes blatantly obvious, is to go over there, find something, and blab to the press for $1,000 and smear her family's name some more. If you agree to these terms, these light terms, I might add, as she indicates the 45 page of typed paper, I will agree to finance your stay.
Can we caveat the payment at the end? to be the summation of all the bribes were asked by the press.
That's funny.
Anyway, no, she will send Mr. Gray and I will... Mr. Gray will deal with the details, but we'll send... As long as the reports keep coming in...
The money will keep flowing.
The money will keep flowing. The second you miss two contacts, you can expect that next payment to come slowly. But part of what you'll have to do... I have interests all over the world, but you will have to... You know, if you're wanting her money... She's not going to give you a bunch of cash. You're going to have to go to banks that she works with, and they're going to give you local funds. So that's the deal with working with her. You'd have a significantly more freedom working with Carlton Ramsey.
But he's unconscious.
You also have less money.
You got one less body that's going.
Very well. That doesn't change the terms.
When it comes...
Yes, but now I don't have to sign them.
No, but something tells me you aren't going to just want to meander back off to Harlem with... Mr. Umdari, I believe you said it was, hanging around. He may wish to, she looks down, finish the job.
Fair.
So, if you'd like to stick around and help.
Yes, I'll be.
You can earn your keep.
As soon as I'm back on my foot.
Did we get the ball rolling on getting him a prosthetic?
I mean, believe some people made some calls.
It's been discussed.
Like, it's been like 24 to 48 hours since we've gotten back out of the hospital.
There's got
to
be some healing going on.
Like, I'm understanding. Like, I know it's going to take time, but did we get that ball rolling? So
yes, we did.
If he wants to rejoin us at a later date,
yeah, I mean,
he can ship out.
It is something that we can discuss. Lucas just said he really doesn't want to hobble on a crutch for the rest of the campaign, and I don't blame him.
No. He's asked about the prosthetic.
It's better than what I was doing.
I mean, he's got a good narrative out, so...
With the potential of us being in some pretty precarious situations, if we end up in a situation where we are unable to reach you for a 6-day period, that no explanation, no, doesn't matter, just no more money.
Once communication lines resume, funding will resume. It is much faster to wire money than it is to get it back.
Don't disagree. I just want to make sure
you
that
you are a very wise woman.
If we get taken captive and it takes us a week to get out of being captive.
Then you should, of course, utilize my money wisely.
Perhaps you just, you know, don't get caught.
That works out so well for you,
the one-legged man.
I was fine for some time.
That is the point.
But yeah, that's just sort of the idea. I mean, like, as long as you use your money wisely, like, you can supplement with your own money. You could probably talk to Willa and supplement with additional money. If you make friends with Carlisle, you've basically hand-waved money for the rest of the game, as long as you're following her rules.
And we all, I mean, I don't think we all spent the money that we got from Peru, so...
No, you have your own
savings. Spent most of it.
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
Sort of.
There's thoughts that you've used some money, but you may also have some money. You have credit rating you could burn. Like, if you absolutely needed to... If you're like, holy crap, I need a lot of money, and it's like, oh, I'm going to try and f***ing bribe to get into Westminster Abbey on Coronation Day, yeah, I'm going to cost you a couple credit points for that.
Yeah. Well, can we, I guess before we leave, can we talk to Willa to be like, hey, can you at least give us...
Walking around money?
Yeah, some pocket money for, you know...
Yes, Carlton gave her a little bit. She can give you a little bit, not much.
Great. That's all we need. We need a hand wave, not much.
But as long as you talk to her, she's got it figured out. She goes and exchanges it for British pounds. So she makes sure that you have some money, not much.
I just want to make sure when we get captured by the Bloody Tongue and we're waiting till the new moon for them to sacrifice us, that we're not going to be cut off from money by the time we get ourselves free.
It said something very interesting about the moon. Did you catch it?
That it was a gibbous?
Yes.
Leering?
Gibbous.
Is it gibbous?
G-I-B-B-O-U-S.
Which makes you think full moon, not new moon?
I have to look up the exact... It's a term, and I can't remember if it's...
Gibbous is waxing.
Black wind. It's on here, too.
Black wind.
Yeah. I knew I heard it before.
Won't you come?
It may possibly be the thing that was brewing inside the well.
Don't know.
So I still choose to believe that at the bottom of the well was an abomination from Warcraft 3.
Did it say Mountain of the Black Wind?
No.
conjure
something the villagers called the Black Wind. Black Wind being capitalized.
But they were in the mountains, in the Kenyas.
Mountainous highlands of central Kenya in the Rift Valley. across the Rift Valley, which I believe we have heard before.
Yep. It was in the articles.
Yep. Yes, I know. They go together. Thank you.
And wash away the rain. I'll let you read that. You sign all the paperwork, I'm assuming. What are you going to try and convince her to take?
Like the books.
Gibbous Leering Moon.
I'm assuming we want the cudgel.
All three items, yeah, if we could.
I really don't have a good feeling about taking them back with us to Africa, even if it's just Cairo.
Would you like to...
It just makes Jazz uneasy, but...
Is there some sort of social role you'd like to use against her? Because this is a big ask. Theoretically, these may be worth thousands of dollars.
I am not charming her.
Can I hold this cudgel real quick? Sayambe, the power is mine. And smack the shit out of Corey. Smack him on the wall. That's why.
I mean, does anybody else? Because I don't have Persuade. I've Fast Talk. That's my only row.
Well, then lie to her while you're saying what you're saying and make a fast talk.
A gibbous moon is between a half moon, but less than a full moon. But it's more than half full. No, you can do waxing and waning. It's gibbous in both directions. It's when it's between a full moon and a half moon is gibbous.
Oh, so you can have a waxing gibbous and a waning gibbous.
Yes. It says leering.
Gotcha.
So it just means it's not full, and it's not half, and it's not new.
Fact.
Somewhere in between.
And it was between half and full, but I thought it was only when it was waxing.
It's at three-quarter.
Yeah. Gibbous.
Yeah, you can have a waxing and waning gibbous.
Good to know.
Is it waxing is going towards
full? Waxing is getting too full. Waning is going
the other direction. Yep.
Can I roll credit rating just for her to trust me?
Sure.
That...
I'll take that.
We'll bring these back.
I'll take that.
Pass.
She sort of looks at Mr. Gray, who looks at you, and he sort of whispers to her. Mr. Gray will... So basically, all of these are... There are ports of call at all of these places. Well, not necessarily ports of call. What do I say? So in London,
customs.
If you go to X Bank... They're going to give you money. They're going to set up sort of like a safety deposit box at those banks.
For us to leave them there.
You to leave items. Both for protection and if you want to leave them to be picked up later if you don't feel comfortable shipping them. So you can leave them there for protection, is her what she's implying. You could also put other items there if you needed to. Because I played too much DG not to give you a green box.
Hey!
It works.
So, yep, you talked her into it. I might mention to the three of you who are going, you've been fairly well protected at my estate. That protection ceases once you leave the port of New York. I would give you a word of caution to watch your backs. I'd hate to have to ship any of your bodies home.
Though if you find a good leg...
We'll know where to send it.
Do you leave today?
On the morrow.
I don't think you could leave that quickly.
I wasn't sure how.
You'd probably leave on Monday.
It's a Friday.
I would know, because I made the proper arrangements.
Yes, you did.
It would take a couple of days. So, you have Saturday and Sunday, obviously, to make more arrangements if you need to.
Check in on Carlton. Maybe he's awake.
Sure he's doing better at this point.
We'll check in on Sunday.
Yeah.
Give him a visit, take some flowers.
You can hand wave that if you like, unless there's anything in particular you want to say.
Wait, is it Sunday? I get to roll for something.
No. I was just saying on Sunday.
Do you still have a major wound?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his leg's gone.
Was it con rolled? I don't remember.
Look at your sheet. It'll tell you.
It's on the... There you go. I say on the back, but I forgot that I'm the only one with a single sheet, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
You're going to make a con roll.
My printer is not fancy.
Can I roll for Saturday and Sunday for reading?
Sure. We'll just do one combined roll to make it easier. I'll either give you a big bonus or less of a bonus.
Just regular pass.
Okay. What was it? You were for reading?
Yeah.
May I make two reading rolls for...
I'll do the same thing for Troy. Just make one reading roll on all.
Okay.
Is there anything that still needs read?
Yes. I have a totally different book.
Three more, Troy.
I meant that I might be able to help with, potentially.
Oh no, it's the French book that's left. That's the problem.
Maybe we should stop in France.
That is a fail.
I was going to hope to maybe buy a French translation book to take.
You probably could buy one of those in Britain, somewhere in London.
Well, I'm going to use the...
I understand that. I mean that you could buy travel on the way when we're traveling.
Yes, there.
Are we then moving to London at this point on Monday?
I failed.
I know. I'm not giving you anything.
Okay. That's fine.
I have nothing else to do besides check on Carlton.
Okay. We check on Carlton. Carlton is healing. He's doing better.
Conscious.
He's conscious. It'll be a few weeks before he's out of the hospital. That's fine. But Willa, you could talk to Willa, blah, 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 whatever.
Do I get any mail back?
No.
Beautiful.
So what is Monday? February
29th. 30th was Friday, so it should be February 2nd. No. 3rd. If I remember correctly. Or is there 31 days in January? I thought I was right the first time. February 2nd. Are you confirming or still trying to confirm?
I'm making notes.
Anything else we need to detail before we travel?
I'm assuming we get to carry all things we own.
That's a pretty big assumption.
I have steamer trunks.
That's fine.
I know what you're talking about.
You have a couple extra because Mabel's not going.
You might want to check that.
Yeah, I mean, check them.
Stick them in the steamer trunks at the bottom. Wrap them. Keep the ammo separate.
And see if it's something that's allowed. Is that what you're asking?
I mean, it's a thought.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you talking about bringing in?
All forms of self-defense.
Somebody want to roll law, Lucas?
Can you bring firearms across international lines?
It's a great question. Yeah, you're fine.
Wait. I can spend 5 luck and pass.
Good man.
Let's get some use out of that character while we can.
Firearms are illegal in England.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Bringing firearms into the country is illegal.
Doesn't seem like a very good idea.
Ship them and have them wait for you in Cairo.
We ship
them to the green box. It's just a different steamer trunk.
Is it?
That's assuming that's where we're going next.
Yeah.
You should probably be aware the mafia is over there as well. I'm sure you can find guns.
That's going to cost money, Cecil.
Sure is.
Mickey sounds like he's Irish. I bet he's got connections.
To the Irish mob?
Mickey Mahoney?
You are absolutely...
Would we be allowed to put them in a safety deposit box if they're never going to be taken out? If, like, we inform and then when we move on? I mean, it's technically my property. I understand that I'm not allowed to openly walk around England with weapons.
I still think shipping them somewhere else that we know are going to at some point is going to be better. You either lose them when you get into port.
You might slip it past customs. You could try and put a false bottom in the trunk. Depends on what part of the law you do or do not want to skirt.
You're not going to be able to open carry, that's for sure.
Well, obviously. Is there precedent for property to be maintained in a safe location until the departure of a country?
You didn't do that well. It's international law.
I don't have international law.
You also could library use.
Or you could have it shipped to the U.S. consulate. And if
pass
you need
library
it,
use.
You
Actually,
can get it
a
from
hard
them.
Pass.
It was a hard pass?
For library use.
Okay. So I'll go to this part, chapter 3.
You could take it to the consulate. It's not illegal on American grounds.
Yeah, but it's illegal from the port to American grounds.
No, that's why you have it shipped separately. You do a package shipped to the consulate for you to pick up and then have shipped elsewhere.
I wish
elsewhere.
I could give Jasmine points for being smarter than the three of you. So.
That was good enough for me. I'm just saying.
Okay. Glad that worked for you. Hold on.
I got brownie points for a bully. I'm good.
No, because it's like almost everything Jasmine has said is in the recommendations under firearms.
That's why I'm asking the questions.
Firearms are illegal to bring into the country.
Okay.
You can theoretically get carry licenses. They're not going to be easy to get with Lucas's role. They're not going to be easy to get if someone from Britain, like some organization, some official government organization, isn't endorsing you. You could theoretically ship them if you are I'll give it to Jasmine. She was close enough. If London is not your final port of call, they could be included in your luggage.
Okay.
Of course.
You'd have to book that
steamer. They must remain secured and unused. So you would essentially have an illegal firearm at that point. But yes, that's the thing.
I imagine they'd be easier to get to if you needed them for some reason.
British subjects may have firearms in the country, assuming they have the proper firearm certificate, certified by the chief constable of their home district.
The way that it works now in England is that you can have firearms only on your personal property and only for hunting or self-defense.
There is a member of the party that is British.
Oh, that is right.
Does that make a difference?
What does your passport say?
Are you a British citizen or are you American?
He was born in Britain.
Yeah, I was born in Scotland.
All right, but was your passport attained as a British passport? If so, then
yes.
Okay. Do you have a firearms permit that you could display?
Do now.
Yes.
It's not something we've ever had to talk about, so sure.
I mean, I would be carrying firearms.
It's a Claymore permit, actually.
To get to Lucas's hard roll, which, again, what is Cody's one rule about firearms in this game?
Always carry a shotgun.
Just get a shotgun.
Shotguns are not considered firearms under British law. Shotguns are hunting weapons, and anyone can bring a shotgun in for sport or purchase a shotgun while in England.
Hey!
The one weapon I always miss with. Awesome.
Yeah.
It then goes on to say, of course, a reckless investigator will be stopped and probably arrested by police if found walking around central London with a shotgun cocked over their arm.
Okay. Well, then,
fact.
Well, then, knowing this is not our last port of call, I will go ahead and stow the rifle and the handgun. And
I have a 32 revolver that is also, but we would have to book passage.
To dig you a little bit further, yes, you would have to change how your passage is currently booked.
We would have to book right now, passage. Through, even if there was a layover, you would have to have a final port of call, so you would have to then have Cairo on your visa.
See how that works?
I'll ship those two items to the U.S. Embassy in
London.
Well, you wouldn't be shipping them to the embassy. The thing is that they would let you through if you were traveling elsewhere.
Right. So you could book a steamer to London and then a steamer to Cairo and have any amount of time between the two, but if London is not your final port of call on your trip, you could say, I'm going to stay 3 weeks in London, my final port of call is Cairo.
Okay.
Because I have to wait for the next steamer.
So you basically would need to make arrangements to go somewhere else where you could legally take those firearms.
Yep.
Hong Kong's technically under British rule.
Yep.
So travel there may be different. You could say you're going to France.
Yeah.
Or Denmark. You just need to prove, hey, I'm not going here. The point is that you're not going to get on that boat, and then you're owning that handgun illegally. Right. I'm just making sure that is very clear.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks from now, Schroeder is not so pissed off when he goes to jail.
No, I get it.
All right.
And I have no intention of using and or making those things at any point used illegally.
Okay. So at that point, can we put
you just
you on
want
the
to
boat?
Carry them so that you have them with you on the trip.
I yes. want to make sure that they are accessible if need be.
Yeah, they're going to stay in your trunk because you're clearly getting on a boat in a couple of hours.
That's just fine.
Yep.
So before you guys get on the boat, Cecil will give you all a fond farewell. Sybil, don't steal any dogs.
No guarantees.
Fair. Mr. Young?
Don't f*** over my girl.
Don't what? Never mind. Mr. Young, for some reason you and I spent the least amount of time together while we were here. Suppose that's the way the game is played. Literally.
Yeah, we got it,
we
Mr. Maida.
We never spent time together the whole time.
Yeah,
don't go
much.
Wearing any more masks.
I took that under advisement.
Neck looks a little better.
You're really getting f***ing scarred up.
Yeah.
Your chest is fucked. Your neck is fucked.
Your head is fucked.
If you feel froggy, go ahead and read that book, The Africa's Dark Sects. Some very interesting stuff about the Bloody Tongue. I know that's your thing.
I mean, we're not going to learn anything more out of there, right?
Might as well have it with us.
Don't know.
Well, I thought
Okay. If you're
taking we're taking Harvard's book with us.
I'm taking it with us.
Like I said, Lucas got Mythos, so like you could get Mythos by reading it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you made it sound like he read the book.
He did. I read the entire book.
But again, there are rules and things, and there are roles he did not pass. So right. There's theoretically additional information. That doesn't mean that you'll pass it. Okay. But
fair enough.
Eustace, I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow. Break a leg, will you?
Not again.
Don't leave anyone behind. Don't get caught with a gun.
I'll try not to.
For God's sake, buy a new hat.
Never.
I'll get him a new hat, no worries. The other one will just end up in the Thames.
As he does this thing, his hat is like tattered as shit.
On the brim. Like a jackass.
Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
Don't potty too hard while we're gone.
Yes, well.
You too.
When you come back to New York, look us up.
Keep in touch with the Adams. If you can.
Yes, in fact, I'll try to make it my personal mission to see if I can get him the hell out of there.
That would be delightful. For a great many reasons. Not the least of which we promised Millie.
Yes, well, I'll do my best to make sure she's safe as well.
How many more M names can we fit in? We got a Mabel, Fat Mabel, Millie.
You brought most of them to the table.
No.
Mdala? Is that his name?
Makunga
Mdari.
Mdari.
Can never get that guy's name right. I'm sorry.
It's because you don't write it down.
Mufasa. Ooh. See it again.
We also bid farewell to Mr. Corey and Erica and Jacques and the nice guard dogs and everybody that we meet on our way.
Be careful of sharks.
Port.
Okay. You set off.
I have 5 steamer trunks.
Did you just make the roll for how long it takes?
I did.
Yeah, I had a feeling, and I saw that face.
It's a long trip. You will, no, actually I rolled an odd 8, so I'm going to say you...
Do you also roll for weather?
I mean, I theoretically could. Do you want me to?
Oh, no, that's a Dave thing.
You're no longer a part of this game at this moment.
You just I figured the weather would actually be involved.
4 days. And you make it in the shortest possible time, which I think is 4 days.
Sweet!
Is it 4 days? Yeah, 4 days. That's so you're there on the 6th. So please, Nate, make a note of that for me, Jasmine. You make it Friday, February 6th.
Yes.
So the first thing that I need, we will do rewards to start, and then we'll do all the other upkeeping for on the boat. Everybody gets 1d6 sand. So everybody roll a d6 and add that to your sand. Cool.
6.
6.
2.
Nope. Wrong die. This die. Bad die. It's a 2.
What was that for?
Can I push that roll?
Sam.
No, it wasn't four. What was that?
Solving Elias's murder.
Oh.
Everybody roll 1d2.
1d2?
Yep. I'll give this one to you. Just roll a die. It's either high or low.
High or low, yeah.
6.
Got a high.
High.
So if you get high, you get 2.
Sam?
Yes. It's more additive for Sam.
I am back at my max.
And a d4.
3. 2.
1.
And that's added as well. That's probably all the added. Lucas, make me a law roll.
I'm at 75.
You put that mask
I
on?
I hate you.
Pass.
I hate you so
much. I'm at where we started.
You do pass.
I've only lost 2.
I need a party luck roll. With a bonus die, because Lucas's law roll was good.
Okay, do I still have the lowest luck at 27?
Yes.
That's by your percentage far. Chance here, Lucas.
Wait, any way to change
we're
that?
Both, no, I'm at 26.
Ha!
All right, Lucas, you rolled 26, I'm at 26. With a bonus die.
See, bonus you die. Spent so much. I'm not lowest anymore.
I got a 25, so I'm already good.
With a bonus die. I did give you the bonus die.
Roll the other one if you get better.
If you roll or not.
I always forget which one to
roll. Just roll.
The tens.
I did not get a knot.
Everybody roll a d4.
4.
2.
You lose that much sand?
2.
Yeah. 1.
That is for... Well, it's not for her. I substitute it. That's for Rebecca Schoschenberg.
Yeah, she's
probably definitely f***ing dead. Lucas.
I mean, I feel like that should only be the fault of the two of them.
F*** you.
I'm not giving you the bonus.
Exactly.
I'm not giving you the bonus for exonerating Hilton Adams, but with your law roll and your very lucky luck, somehow you eventually figure out how to make it work. I'm pretty sure that you and Mr. Gray figure out something. It doesn't happen right away, but it will happen.
Oh, it'll be
at
over
some point.
Time, yes.
And Schroeder.
Yeah. You get sand for getting him out of jail?
There is points for exonerating him. There's minus points for him dying.
He didn't die.
He didn't die, so I'm not subtracting. But I'm not giving you the bonus because I'm not sure you could have figured out a way to exonerate him either.
What? You just got him off death row. You didn't
make
him innocent.
Is he out of jail or is he off death row?
You didn't exonerate him because I don't see how the fuck you could.
He's basically giving us the evidence.
Yes.
Working with Poole.
I'm calling it a push.
Yeah.
We could have gotten him out of there.
I'm calling it a push.
I don't think we could have.
Schroeder.
Another luck roll to see if I got him out.
No.
We did not
Schroeder,
have the evidence.
Give me a D8.
Is this for leaving a man behind?
Oh.
That already happened.
Yeah. One.
Well, you had an opportunity to earn more. You gain one sand for killing a mythos monster.
Oh, zombies.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Zombies.
Yeah, you also get sand back for taking on the evil.
Yeah, I don't think I killed any of those.
Nope, you didn't.
Nope.
I shot one, but I didn't die.
Nope. Didn't shoot it in the head.
Now I'll take the library use rolls from anyone reading
books. That makes me sad.
Books.
I was like, yeah, I didn't lose a whole bunch of sand. Oh, I didn't gain a whole bunch of sand. My sand is still two above max right now. Would you roll a not one?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I rolled a not one of my library use.
You die first.
I get to actually tick it.
Extreme pass.
Also extreme.
Why wouldn't you have been able to tick it?
I haven't ticked it before.
She's never passed a library.
I don't think she's ever rolled.
I've never passed it.
What is yours, like a 40 or something like that?
20.
No, it's base.
It's worse.
Yeah.
What is your, sorry, what'd you get?
Extreme.
Mine's still been ticked from passing my,
I rolled a 10.
You're still doing the narcotic, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you another 4 weeks. And Jasmine, which one are you reading?
For four
Life
days
is
of
a
reading?
God.
For what?
For 4 days of reading?
For 4 weeks? Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm making it random. I rolled a D10. You could have gotten up to 10 weeks.
Yeah, but I've been...
I'm reading Life as a God.
Life as a God, and you're at how many?
Wait, am I? Hold on. Hold on. Who read Among the Stars? Cecil? Yes, because that was the poems.
That was the poem book, yes.
Yes, so I am reading Life as a God.
And you're at how many weeks?
I have to find my number. I'm not sure where I put it. Hold on.
So otherwise the answer is zero.
Shut up. It's here.
Were you not ticking on your page? On your actual
I may have
sheet?
Been. Hold on. I think I only had three. Because I got one and then I got two.
You did only have three. But
yeah. I had three.
So we're at three.
Yep.
You impaled, so I'll roll.
I got an op one.
Yep. I will take that into account. I will roll a really nice die.
Thank you.
D20.
Unfortunately, you only got a one. Sorry.
It's okay.
But you're getting closer. You're very, very busy. Schroeder, is there any sort of skill abilities that you would like to try and improve since you are not reading? I'm assuming that they're reading the whole time so they have a chance to do some stuff.
What were you mimicking, firing a weapon?
That's what you wanted to do.
I mean, firearms, you could read guidebooks, you could do, it's any other thing that you would like to do.
Learn French.
You could even start reading one of the books if you wanted to. It's up to you. Like, there are other books to read if you like.
My library use is only 20, though.
You could also read them at regular. You could also read them at regular speed too.
Mm. Okay, I'll start reading.
Which one do you want to read?
What are my choices again?
I think Africa Dark Sex and Amongst the Stones are the two books not being read right now.
And the French one.
And the French one,
which I don't know French.
Right, none of us do.
So then I will start with Africa's Dark Sex.
Okay, roll me a library use roll. We'll count it as 1 week. Okay. It sounds like you said it was Friday, February 6th.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
You arrive at Port... What is that port? Southampton. You arrive at Southampton early on the morning of the 6th. You made incredible time. Had lovely weather, though you spent it most of the time in your cabins resting. You feel very well rested and invigorated. Yes, Jasmine?
Oh, no, I would have been on the...
You were reading.
Yeah, I was reading, but I can read on outside. Yes!
In February?
Yeah.
No.
Don't know how warm the North Atlantic is going to be in February, but you do you.
Probably in the cafe.
There's an intelligence roll there.
As you arrive at the port of Southampton, luck roll. You're hassled slightly by customs at Southampton. Oi, what's all this then, eh?
I'm taking it with me to my final destination in Cairo.
But you're not heading from Cairo out of Southampton. You weren't. You were trying to book it somewhere else, so it gave you an excuse to carry them.
Got ya.
You're, like, going out of... Whitby doesn't really have a port, but you're going
to... I'm getting to Cairo from France.
Right, you're Dover. Starting to... Right.
You're going to book it out of Dover.
Right.
Because it's on the other side.
Delaware?
Nah. I mean, just keep in mind, you got to keep that stowed and unloaded.
I know the law.
You feel like they're like...
I specifically asked questions passport. About this so I wouldn't get myself in trouble.
Eh. All right. Good yank. Off you go, then.
My 32 revolver is in with my necessities.
Luck roll. Anyone else trying to bring a gun in? Troy?
Oh, no. That's a 57.
And that's where we'll leave it for the night.
No, I am not carrying in the country. I would have mine stowed away and, like, to go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, but you've got a permit thing.
I guess I do have a permit, but...
Luck roll.
Mine was also in my trunks, and they went through them.
Pass.
Lucky you. That would not have been a pass for me.
Sorry.
What'd you roll?
41.
That'd have been a pass for me.
You're shit out of luck.
I missed my luck roll by like 9. I'm out of the game.
I know. So glad to not have to look across to see your mug anymore.
You can erase that firearm, by the way.
Yeah, I figured.
It's been seized.
It's okay, I'll just buy another one when we get some more. It's only my second gun of the game, because I had to buy a different one at some other point.
So you take a train and the... late afternoon sun glistens over the Thames as you arrive at the train station. You step out and see one of the crowning jewel cities of the 20th century. You see the heart of the British Empire here near at the end, right before British imperialism sort of just finally takes its last gasps of air. You notice that it is chilly, not nearly as biting as New York. But it is still cold. There is probably a light snow on the ground, but it's much more comfortable than New York was. But as you might expect from early 20th century London, it is covered in a thick pea soup that is part industrial and part just environments of the lowlands. So with that, we will start you with a pile of bags and theoretically trying to find accommodations and begin your investigation on February 6th. Configurations
in mutation. Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.